many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 3, 1 to 7. Genesis chapter 3, the verses 1 to 7. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the tree in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. My theme for reflection is the voices we choose. The voices we choose. Take a moment to reflect on the temptations you are facing right now. Is there a whisper in your mind, perhaps a nudge, pushing you towards something you instinctively know is wrong? It could be a moral boundary you are tempted to cross, or advice from someone wise you are considering ignoring. This voice, how tenacious is it? Does it linger in your thoughts, affecting your decisions and actions? This internal struggle might touch various aspects of your life. It could relate to ethical dilemmas at work, where the right path is clear, but the wrong one is tempting, offering shortcuts to success or recognition. Or perhaps it is the lure of using resources meant for the greater good for personal gain, sidelining the needs of those who genuinely depend on them. My dear friends, can you recall that humanity's first misstep occurred in a place of abundance where every need was met? Yet Adam and Eve chose to listen to a voice that led them away from God's guidance. Reflect on the voices leading you astray. What are they urging you to do that you know deep down you shouldn't? In Genesis 3, 1 to 7, we come to that important moment of the fall, a story that resonates with the struggles we face in our daily lives. The serpent's crafty words to Eve in the Garden of Eden serve as a timeless example of how temptation often presents itself to us, subtly, persuasively, and appealing to our deepest desires and curiosities. This passage invites us to reflect on the nature of temptation, the voices we choose to listen to, and the consequences of our actions. The serpent's approach to Eve wasn't overtly malicious, but was instead wrapped in the guise of enlightenment and empowerment. Did God really say? This question echoes through ages, morphing into various forms, but always aiming to sow seeds of doubt in our minds about the boundaries and directions set before us, whether by divine command or wise counsel from those who seek our well-being. As we go through life, we often find ourselves at crossroads, faced with decisions that test our integrity values and faith. The voices of temptation, much like the serpents, can be persistent and persuasive, urging us to prioritize personal gain over communal well-being, to seek recognition and power at the expense of others, or to rationalize morally questionable decisions for the sake of convenience or pleasure. This passage teaches us to recognize and confront the subtle, often persuasive challenges that tempt us away from ethical paths and towards choices that might not align with our moral compass or the greater good. It urges us to be vigilant about the inner voices and external influences that push us towards self-serving decisions, highlighting the importance of discernment and the strength found in resisting immediate gratifications for longer-term integrity. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what are the serpents in your life? The voices or influences that tempt you to stray from what you know is right? How do they challenge your integrity and how do you respond to them? Number two, how do your choices impact not only your life but also the lives of those around you? How can you cultivate discernment to recognize and resist harmful temptations? Heavenly Father, in the quiet of this moment, we come before you reflecting on the story of the fall and the powerful lessons it holds for us. We confess that, like Eve, we are often drawn to the voices that tempt us away from your will, enticed by the promise of immediate gratification, power, or wisdom that sets us apart from you. Lord, grant us the wisdom to discern the voices that lead us away from your path. Help us to recognize the subtle ways in which temptation presents itself in our lives, cloaked in the guise of good intentions or harmless curiosity. Strengthen us, O God, to resist the allure of choices that may seem pleasing to the eye, but ultimately lead us away from your truth and your light. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.